3:35. What's on your mind with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the program. Here's the telephone numbers. Put them in your speed dial. Boy, if you put them right there in your favorites in your speed dial, Steve and I would just be beaming from ear to ear. We would be so thrilled that you would think enough of this
beaming
program.
Beaming already?
Put it right there in your speed dial.
I beam all the time.
800-228-0550. Extra beaming. Extra smiles. An extra bounce in our step today if you include us right there in your favorite 701-258-0550 studio at What's On Your Mind. Busy program today. We do have the...
Scott, have you asked the camel what day it is, by the way?
Have I asked the what?
Asked the camel what day it is today?
No, I've not. Okay. No, I don't normally converse with camels.
You've got to ask the camel.
What day? That's a great commercial.
What's on your mind today,
Scott? Come on, say it.
Hump day.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a demonstration of the power of advertising right there.
Oh, I love that commercial.
Anyway, guests on the program, we have the health economist from the Heritage Foundation that was scheduled Monday, got tied up on Capitol Hill doing testimony. So he will join us share details of the snapshot research they did on the average cost increases for North Dakotans, as well as they actually did this for all 50 states. So anywhere throughout the Northern Plains, if you want to know, okay, I can't get into the website, and astonishing a bit of news that came out from Blue Cross Blue Shield, that the Fed said, hey, don't tell people how many people have signed up for the exchanges. Would you kind of keep that quiet? How's that for chilling? Anyway, Blue Cross Blue Shield did not comply.
It's making us look bad, and we don't want it. You hurt our feelings. Yeah, okay.
You think about that for a second. If they're willing to do that over something so trivial as, don't disclose the amount of people that have signed up. What lengths would they go to keep, say things about Benghazi or the IRS in their snooping, or, the NSA? It's stories like that that I think give some fuel to the fire to some folks out there that, and I'm not one of them, that tends to see a ghost behind every tree, because that is pretty astonishing. Anyway, if you want to know and have not maneuvered the website, they'll be here bottom of the hour, and we'll get you some numbers and welcome your questions and or comments. Also, Wednesdays means the Talk Radio Town Hall, so Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the full hour next hour. Farm Bill Conference Committee, he's not happy the Senate went on recess. He's saying, hey, we're here working. Why aren't you guys working? And you got Farm Bill Conference appointed. Get to work. So we'll talk about that. He's requested an EPA hearing. He did receive a favorable ruling on campaign contributions while he was Public Service Commissioner yesterday from a federal judge pushing back against some extreme environmental groups. Although the judge did offer some commentary, which I thought...
Is that a judge's job?
A bit strange. I thought a judge was designed to call balls and strikes, not... there's also some Coffee with Cramer events coming up. He'll tell us about that. Of course, your calls, questions, and comments. So those are the guests. In the meantime, tell us what's on your mind by calling us at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Education today, and this is from Minnesota, but it's a little close to home, and this is frightening to me. Minnesota Teacher of the Year decries the tyranny of the 1%. Now, I look at the 1% as the people who have made it, the exceptional folks who have strived, work harder, the things you should aspire to be. I would love to be a 1%er. I would love that. I wish I had that magic bullet, that extra drive, that little extra brain power that get me over that hump to make me that 1%er. Minnesota's Teacher of the Year, taking a pot shot here. Now, she says, quote, from where I stand, teachers are the last line of defense against the tyranny of the 1%. That line in a speech during the annual Education Minnesota Conference last week put Megan Olivia Hall, the state's Teacher of the Year, in the line of fire. Hall, she is a seventh grade I sent a 12th grade science teacher at Open World Learning Community in St. Paul. She said, I think about all of the teachers in St. Paul Public Schools who gave up our cost of living raise in 2010 in an effort to limit class size in our district. Teachers are persistent and responsible and generous because we believe every child in America, regardless of circumstances of birth, deserves a decent chance at a good life. I couldn't agree with that more. Now, from where I stand, she says, teachers create equality and opportunity. From where I stand, teachers are a profession that takes a gritty patriotism. And from where I stand, teachers are the last line of defense against the tyranny of the 1%. She was named Minnesota's Teacher of the Year last May. That first paragraph, I agree with her on that first paragraph. But how do you not aspire kids to be that 1%? Really? Well, you're going to aspire our kids to be mediocre? That's okay with you as a teacher of the year?
What one word do you believe best describes the 1%?
Successful.
Yeah.
Success. And so, you made it.
Well, why you wouldn't want to achieve, you know, and do good things.
Why wouldn't you want your students to aspire to that? If I'm an educator, you know what, if I can have a kid or two that went through my classroom and I helped them to become a 1%, wow. I mean, if I'm a parent, I'm giving that teacher high fives if they help my student, my child, become a 1%er. That means you're successful. You've made it. You've done something else that the majority was not able to do. You're not in. You're outstanding. You're exemplary. You are above the rest. That takes a lot. How do you not want to aspire somebody to do that? You know, to me, the thing that rings out is this teacher of the year in Minnesota is going, hey, I want all of our kids to be equal. And if that's mediocrity, great. How do you not want your kids to aspire to be the very best under any circumstance that they could be?
And I'll tell you what sticks out to me. It's sadly a teacher, playing the class warfare card. And also, sending these kids into the world as though they're victims, right? Oh, you're the oppressed 99%. It's just that's no way to motivate kids. Motivate them to do whatever it is they choose to do. You know, I mean, that's really sad. I'd like our audience's reaction to this. And what do you think? You know, is this freedom of speech? And you just say, okay, another teacher with some radical views happens to be Minnesota Teacher of the Year, big deal, or do you think something ought to happen as a result? Tell us at 800-228-0550. What's on my mind is, in the grand scheme of life, not exactly a huge deal, but I get irritated when we chip away at freedom with stupidity. And Valley City is banning smoking in parks. You know, I mean, I get the smoke police, right? They're winning battle after battle on... And I've never been in their camp. I just think it's a legal product. And if you don't like it, and it is where you want to be, then don't go there. And then if enough people do that, it'll sort itself out. We don't need all these crazy bans and the smoke police acting holier than thou. But really, now we're banning it in parks, in open air spaces in Valley City. Is that not stupid? Or maybe you think it's sensible regulation. I don't know. That's one that caught my attention from the headlines today. Let's get to the phones. Gene in Valley City, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind. Welcome.
Good morning, Scott. The Minnesota Teacher of the Year. Maybe the 1% she was talking about was the House, the Senate, and the President. Could be.
I don't think so, though, based on the rest of her comments, but good try, Gene.
I don't either.
Nice try, Gene. Thanks for the phone call. Glenn in Mandan, quickly, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, on this whole comment about this Teacher of the Year thing, you got to realize where it's coming from. Minnesota. Good Lord. I mean... It's not exactly the upper crust of the union to begin with. I mean, look at their political intelligence to begin with. Jesse Ventura, Al Franken.
And it is
I don't think so.
And it is an inner city school too, Glenn, St. Paul. So you know, fair point. And Minnesotans, if you want to push back on Glenn's point, let us know. Thanks, Rod, out in South Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Rod.
Yeah, good morning. I'm a former educator and coach in South Dakota, and I got out of education 25 years ago after a 10-year career because I saw a dumbing down of the standards and expectations that kids were expected to meet. And the major push on that came from the National Education Association and the SDEA, the South Dakota Education Association. They wanted everybody to feel good about doing nothing, quite frankly. And you're absolutely correct on the 1%. You know, we tried to inspire our kids to do the best they could, to achieve as much as they could, and yet overall, they just wanted to dumb the standards down.
Rod, I got a couple questions for you. So hold on the line when we come back from the break, because we're up against a break. I got a couple questions on that dumbing down for you as a former educator. You're tuned to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's fall. That means it's time to put down the rake. I know it's hard. And head to Max Hardware for our annual fall sale. Get the proven protection of Carhartt. Spend $100 and get a $15 Max gift card. Laugh at cold mornings with our 12-foot booster cables priced at just $6.99. And a DeWalt ankle grinder? It's yours for $45.99. Stop in and see all of our fall specials. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind?
Guys,
Steve Bargan with
know what is this teacher? What is her exact definition of the one percenters? What one percenters is she talking about? Is she talking about the one, basically the minority of the left wing liberal radical groups, you know, such as the homosexual community that are shoving all that down our throats? Or is she talking about the upper echelon, the rich people? Because on
On one hand, she makes a statement that education to bring people out of poverty, which by definition is, you know, to be wealthier. So is she attacking the people that she on one hand of her statement talks about trying to get the kids to support? You know what I'm getting at, or what's going on here with this teacher? What's her 1% that she talks of? Because as far as I can see, it's the minorities of the left wing liberal radical groups that are just destroying this country. So thanks, bye bye.
Unfortunately, we lost Rod during the break. Probably a cell phone issue down in South Dakota. But
what did you want to ask him?
Well, the question I had is, you know, now that he's out of education and you know, he mentioned that dumbing down. I wanted to hear what that agenda from the NEA was for scaling back. How do you not teach a child to excel in every way possible? You know. To me, that's just dumbfounding. How do you not want to get the best out of every student? And granted, some kids are meant to dig ditches. Some kids are meant to go to trade school. Some kids are meant to go to four-year colleges. Some kids are meant to be professionals. Some kids are meant to get PhDs. Whatever makes you happy, whatever you aspire to, that's the best career path for you. Great. But if some kid wants to stride to be the very best, that 1%, how do you not promote that?
My question for him is, as someone that left education, obviously a little bit frustrated about all this, what does he think we, as in the funders, the taxpayers, the parents that make up these systems, should do about something like this? I mean, I would want to have that teacher and others that think that way in a room to say, wait a minute, how, you know, let me understand how it is you teach. And what it is you're teaching, given that this is what you have in the way of views. That was my question for him. But we have other calls waiting, so let's get back to others here. 800-228-0550. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Larry in Fargo. Larry, what's on your mind today?
Well, you can sum it up real simply. The goal of public education today is to turn out good little communists.
That can't be the only goal of education.
Hey, you look back to the goals of communism they published in 1963, I think it was. Goal number 17, get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. Haven't they succeeded?
What percentage of teachers in the public school system do you think have a view, especially here in the heartland? I mean, western Minnesota, north and south Dakota. What percentage do you think hold a view like this teacher? And again, she's a St. Paul teacher. In the metro, but do you think that's 10%, 20%? What does it represent?
I'm guessing 2/3 to 75%. Look who's teaching in the colleges, even here in North Dakota.
Wow, that's a strong number, folks. You agree with that, Larry? Appreciate the call, Carolyn Minot. You're next at 800-228-0550. Good morning.
Hi, I'm not really on her side, but I can understand where she's coming from. You want every child to be successful, but not every child has the ability to be in that top 1%. And some kids just have the ability to be mediocre. And if mediocre keeps them in school and gives them employment after they're done instead of dropping out, I applaud her for accepting the students to do the best that they can, even if they aren't in that top 1%. Every student should have an equal opportunity to do the best they can. And we, you know, we do reward them, you know, with the honor roll system and stuff, but not every child has that ability to be there.
Right, but if the ones that are there, in her view, represent tyranny, isn't that, you know, that's what sticks, you know, to me, that's a 2x4 to the head, that somehow it's us versus them, and the 1% is the tyranny in my job.
I don't think she's slamming them. I think she's, you know, saying if only 1% has the ability to be in that top percent and get mega big bucks in jobs after school and after college, you know, if that's all there is, then, you know, are you going to stop teaching for the other 99% that can't?
From where I stand, teachers are the last line of defense against the tyranny of the 1%, quote unquote.
And they are the first people to see the inability of some of the students that don't have what it takes to be the pusher in the school and the highest honor student. And if she is still saying that she has, you know, she's keeping them in school, and if mediocre is the best some of them can be, then applaud her for acknowledging that.
There's nothing wrong with that, Carol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But from the, what I take from her statement is she would discourage a student that could be in that 1% from striving to be the best that they could be.
Well, I guess maybe she's taken into consideration maybe their home life. Maybe they've got parents, you know, in a jail that, you know, she knows it's an impossibility for all of them to be there. And if she can keep them in school and get them to do the best they can, if their top 1% is in the 60%, then, you know, I applaud her for recognizing that everybody has different abilities to learn.
Carol, thanks for the phone call. I love it. John in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hello, guys. Teacher of the Year comment. Doesn't shock me, and it's not new. My daughter teaches in Minnesota, and she was in competition for Teacher of the Year. And I can see that coming out of her mouth, too. Other than she's smart enough, I don't think she'd say it in public like the Teacher of the Year did. But that's nothing new, and it's pretty typical. And it's not about the children. It's the union stuff. It's about themselves. They're always, not everybody, but they're always bitter. They think they deserve more. The Teacher of the Year talked about that. We had to give up pay raises. You know, oh, what a sacrifice. But that's their mindset for some of them. And I've gone through it with my two daughters, our teachers, and the oldest, my son. I leave the politics up to him. He sets them straight, you know, and I stay away from it. Anyway.
John, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Trevor, traveling the highways today, listening to What's on Your Mind. Trevor, let us know.
You know, it's not just the teacher's fault. The parents know better. The parents don't push their kids to try to make them better, try to get over. So the teachers can only do so much without the parents' help. It doesn't matter. I mean, looking down in Texas. Football team loses 91-0. The parent of the losing team is taking bullying charges against the team that won.
After the coach had pulled out the, what was it, 12 plays or less than 20 plays that the starters had run, and then it was all running?
Halfway through the first quarter, and at halftime they asked the refs to run a running clock because he said he was afraid they were going to score 100, and they didn't want to do that, so they had to stop.
Trevor, appreciate the call and the comments. Interesting topic and great opinions on all sides of the issue. Obamacare impacts to your health care costs. Specific study to our states next. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room. Information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can bacon combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Telephone numbers 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 today on the program. We're going to chat a little bit about a new analysis of the impact to your bottom line, to your pocketbook, as a result of changes coming in Obamacare. The Heritage Foundation has actually done this state by state, so if you have a specific question about the kind of health insurance, do we have a clip from yesterday for our guests? Because we had a call yesterday, prime example of the situation that a lot of folks are concerned about the kind of impacts. In his case, it was $4,000 hike that he was going to pay in the way of Obamacare. So we'll talk about that snapshot of the average cost increases for North Dakotans and folks from neighboring states with our guest Drew Goncharowski from the Heritage Foundation, a health economist, in just a moment. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour as well. John of Bismarck wanted to weigh in here on a topic. Been waiting to chat. So, John, your comment.
Hi. I did want to say something about the caller that talked about, I'm originally from Minnesota, and I agree with them 100%. Their politics are wacko. I mean, there was a $5 billion deficit in 08 through 2010. We got rid of all the Democrats, got Republican control of House and Senate. They took the deficit from $5 billion down to a $1.2 billion surplus, never raised taxes doing it, and nobody starved in the street, like they said. And the next year or the next cycle, they voted all the Republicans out, and now they're back to where they were again. But Jesse Ventura, even though he's gone off, I don't know what you want to call it, on his conspiracy theory thing and all this stuff.
He wears foil hats now, yeah.
He was a good governor. He lowered property taxes. My license plate fees for my truck were $287 at that year, and he cut them all to $90, and he had a plan to balance the budget doing it. But the Democrats and the Republicans ganged up on him and didn't get that budget through, and that's why they ended up with deficits. So other than the fact that he's gone the way he has, he was a good governor no matter what. So don't let the Democrats and the Republicans or the mainstream media at that period in time, you know, they ganged up on him and everything else. And he's 100% right. He said it on your show the other day. Our problem is we keep voting for Democrats and we keep voting for Republicans. And they've screwed this country up, both parties, for the last how many years? And I want to add one more thing. I want this message to go to Kevin. Ted Cruz, Lee, and these guys, they vote for their constituents. And that's all any politician should be doing. If 49 states want something and your state doesn't want that, your constituents don't want that, you are obligated to vote for what your constituents want. And I praise Kevin. I would do whatever I could
to have gotten him elected, but I'll never vote for him again because he didn't vote for us.
Appreciate the call, John. Thanks. Kevin's next hour, but we'll jot some notes down there to include that topic certainly as well. Drew Gonzalewski has done some good work with the Heritage Foundation to create a snapshot of what it looks like to shop for insurance prior to and after the implementation of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. And the results are, a bit scary. Drew, thanks for joining us today on the program to share a little bit of your research here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is obviously not necessarily easy to do because in the case of a snapshot, you got to envision all kinds of different scenarios, which is why if anybody in our audience has not had the patience to maneuver the slow websites and wants to know, we certainly welcome their calls at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. But in general, let's start with North Dakota. Is the change going to be good for any category, anybody?
No, not for North Dakota. You're seeing drastic increases in premiums compared to what you'd be finding in the private market previously to what you're shopping for on the exchanges. For a 27-year-old in North Dakota, you're looking at more than doubling, right around $130 a month increase in premiums. For a 50-year-old, you're looking at almost doubling as well. Right around, actually, a nearly $190 to $200 increase in premiums. And it's not any better for a family of four. You're looking at an increase over $100 a month.
Drew, this is Steve. One of the things I find deafening by their silence is, where's the outcry? Where's the uproar from the insurance side of this, from the insurance industry? Why are they not standing up and go, why are you doing something that belongs in the hands of private business? On the governmental side, I have not heard an outcry from the insurance industry during this.
The biggest thing on the insurance side of this, I feel like they're quietly trying to sort out a lot of issues that they're facing right now. I don't blame them necessarily for any of this, and the numbers really imply that they have to play by new rules and they have to play by new regulations that are apparent in the ACA. Yeah, this drives up premiums, but keep in mind that. A lot of people previously, in terms of the plans that they'd want or want to buy, may not actually even have the coverage levels or sort of minimum requirements that you would find in these ACA plans.
Dallas in Valley City has a question for our guest from the Heritage Foundation on the Obamacare exchanges numbers. Dallas, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, I'm a service-connected veteran. I mean, I use the VA. For anything, mental health needs or dental or hearing or vision. I guess, my question is do I need to, I researched at healthcare.gov. It's an extra $294 for me to get healthcare. What should I do in my situation?
That's a really tough question, actually, and I'm sorry that I can't provide the best answer for it. I would talk with whoever's administering your health care, see if you can actually stay on what you have right now on your health insurance, and then really point out what's going on. I mean, the big thing on this is a lot of the personal experiences, at least the side that doesn't want this to be heard. Every single personal experience is really important just because, I feel like a lot of people are just kind of not interested in hearing what's actually going on and what we're seeing in the markets.
Okay.
Hopefully that answers a little bit of your question, Dallas. Thanks for the phone call. You want to weigh in? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. We're talking with Drew Gonzalewski from the Heritage Foundation Health Economist. We just heard from somebody who's got military ties. Who gets hurt the most, Drew? I keep hearing the military aspect. I keep hearing the elderly. I keep hearing the young. I keep hearing the middle class. Who gets hurt the most?
I see, especially on the premium side, just by construction in the regulations, you're seeing the young adults and healthier populations putting more of the bill relative to riskier populations. So perhaps age populations, and I mean this is by construction. You have how it works in a health insurance pool is that you need a lot of young, healthy individuals to keep prices down for riskier individuals in the population. And what the ACA does is it further increases the regulations on insurance companies so that they can't necessarily price more specifically. And while the left and proponents of the law say that this is working as intended, you can say it's working as intended, but you have to be able to describe what's happening to the entire population, and that's explicitly increasing premiums.
And to Dallas's point, he's saying, hey, according to what I've learned, mine is going to go up $294 a month, so what should I do? Obviously, the ideal situation would be to stay with his current product, but we're seeing quite a few changes as a result of Obamacare disrupting current coverage, right? So, I mean, the like your suggestion to him was, we'll talk to your current employer, your in policy, and see if the changes are going to come there, because obviously you'd stay with it. But, I mean, that's the big worry, that in addition to this new product that was supposed to be cheaper, wasn't this billed as being a 25%, $2,500 average savings for folks?
Yeah, exactly. And this is far from the reality. And all of these, and Dallas's point is exactly on what it's going to look like in the insurance market, and more importantly, the exchanges for people trying to shop on them. I would answer his question a little more and make sure that he looks and sees. We have to keep in mind that the exchanges are highly subsidized for a lot of income levels. And he has to make sure he has a discussion about, is he going to pay less in premiums per month due to the subsidy if his income fits? There is a small subset of people that, or a decent-sized subset of people, depending on your age, that can actually capture some subsidy. But that doesn't change the point on premium levels and the shock that you get the first time you see. I mean, even when I was working on this data, I was on the release that the HHS did for premiums in the exchanges. I actually sat back in my chair and just took a deep breath and said, wow, this is just from my knowledge on the insurance markets, I was pretty surprised at the premiums that they were showing.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Tim in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Say, the numbers that he's given, I think how much more it's going to cost are way low. I'm going to be retiring at the end of the year, and I went into Blue Cross and Blue Shield yesterday and talked to them. And I've got several options, and one that's no longer available to me, that quite a number of the people that retired from the company that I work for went to Afford-A-Blue. And if you didn't have pre-existing conditions and any health problems, you could get on Afford-A-Blue for about $400 or $500 a month for a couple. And that's no longer going to be allowed under Obamacare because it doesn't meet all their criteria. However, they do have about, 15 plans or so that do meet Obamacare criteria. And depending on your copay and your deductible and all that, I mean, that's why there's so many different plans. But what it basically boils down to, a monthly premium, is from about $1,200 to $1,400 a month. Now you're talking $1,000 a month more, not $200 or $300. One of my other options is to keep what I have with the company that I work for, and that's $900 a month. And so that's my best option. But the option that some of the former retirees had, and that's going to be taken away too, probably in March or April, I think they said, and then it might get extended for another year. But under the Obamacare plan, to have any kind of health insurance that you can buy for $400 or $500 a month is gone.
Tim, hang on a sec. We'll give Drew a chance to answer your question on the other side of the break. So just hang on tight, if you would. We have your heartbreak. So when a break comes up, it comes up. No choice. But hold tight. We'll have Drew answer that question. And any others, welcome on the Obamacare rates when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with a health economist from the Heritage Foundation, Drew Goncharowski, who's done some analysis on the average cost increase in buying health insurance in a non-group market versus the Obamacare exchanges. In North Dakota, the average cost increase across the board, 27-year-old Obamacare exchange increase cost from $116 to $247 a month, 112% increase. 50-year-old, $215 a month to $420, difference of 96%. Family of four, the exchange increase cost from $634 to $835 a month, a difference of over 31%. So This is alarming. If you want to know what the impacts are on you specifically, a few minutes left, give us a call, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, so Tim and Bismarck gave you an example of what he learned in his conversation with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Drew, any response to that?
What we're looking at is this cost in the individual insurance market versus what the exchanges are. The problem with working on a lot of this data and kind of the benefit to the proponents of the law is that all of these sort of all of the good data on what's happening to your current plan or what's happening to your ESI, your employer-sponsored insurance plan, versus what you're going to get come January 1st, all of that data isn't really available for release just yet. And so there's a lot of experience and a lot of, I guess, on our end, realistic expectation that premiums are going to go up due to all of the regulation that is embedded in the ACA. And Tim's point is exactly spot on this. Probably the plan that he had previously didn't meet some of the requirements in the ACA. And in order to get more in your health insurance plan, you automatically should expect higher premiums. Whether or not that's right is another question, and is an important question. And I personally see this as the more people actually hear what the effects of this law is going to actually cause their monthly costs, their, you know, how much is actually going to hit their pocketbook, the more people are going to be a little more verbal about how poor the law actually is playing out.
Tim, what are you going to do? Do you know what you're going to do?
Well, I'm going to keep what I have through my company. But another thing that I forgot to mention was the maximum out-of-pocket. That went from, for a couple, a retired couple, maximum out-of-pocket went from about $6,000 a year to $12,000 a year in addition to all the higher premiums. So anybody that's out buying insurance on their own, and you know, I didn't check with Aetna because the insurance policy I have through my company is already with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, but you're going to be paying a lot more. And the Blue Cross and Blue Shield guy that I was dealing with, you know, he said there wasn't much that they could do about it, and that it, you know, they weren't real comfortable with everything, but what could they do? And the insurance companies, why aren't they speaking up? You guys brought that up a little bit ago. For the same reason, you know, in the last 15, 20 years before the crash, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, look how the pressure they put onto the banks and the nonprofits. Look what the IRS is doing to the nonprofits. The insurance companies start fighting back. The IRS and everybody's going to be, the government's going to be breathing down their neck. So the only choice they have is to go along.
Tim, thanks for the phone call. We're running out of time here. I want to get another call in. T in Bismarck, what's on your mind today for our guest?
Hi, I have a quick question. Has anyone checked to see when they go on to the exchange? If you are self-employed, are you getting a different set of numbers versus someone who is employed?
Drew?
That's a really good question, and as far as I've looked at it, it's actually pretty hard to tell other than your firsthand experience. I would have to, mainly because when you get on the healthcare.gov website, you have to put in all of your own personal information, and we haven't specifically had two people sit down and say one of us is self-employed and one of us employed. I would suspect that given how the system's working, you wouldn't expect a difference. You would see, I believe that there's a question on there that on one of the pages that will say, can you get insurance from your employer? That would be the only place really where you would have a employed versus self-employed difference. Otherwise, it's kind of your typical sort of income level questions, and they walk you through page by painstaking page once you can actually get on the exchange website.
Anything else, T?
No, I was just kind of curious about that.
Yeah, so I appreciate
that's
your
a
call.
Great question. But I believe that the big differences come just strictly on the income level, and I wouldn't suspect that they would they would be they would have that as an issue on their pricing.
Where can we find more of your research and for neighboring states as well, Drew?
The best place is to go to heritage.org. Or you can always Google my name. Luckily for all the Minnesota residents, it's pretty nice. Gontarowski is a Polish name, and actually some of my family is from Minnesota, so a decent amount of us. if you go to a city register, city register in Orr or Bemidji, and I'm sure there's a few Gontarowskis up there. So.
There you go, exactly. All right, appreciate the information today, Drew. Thanks, and hope it helps folks understand what they're in for here in the way of comparisons. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.